Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands. Speak to him. Words of worship. Father, we glorify you. We thank Lord Jesus for the day that you've made. Thank you, righteous Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Have your seats. Are you there? Let me share something briefly with you. Sharing something very briefly. Seeing through the Spirit. Say, neighbor. Sing through the spirits. When the angels assigned to help you are with you, they are also encouraged by your faith. They see your faith and say, this one whom we are sent to, will he or she give us the right instructions? Out of fear, he instruct them to kill. Instruct them to destroy, because you see the thing is too heavy for you. You think it will take your life. You owe someone money and you see the debt is too big, and then you say, Lord, let the person die. Even the person can die by your prayers. Can't you pray to get money and pay? So when circumstance seems so huge for you, sometimes reasoning is affected. The enemy uses it as a weapon to distort your faith, to make your hope lose strength, that you begin asking for things that don't really make sense. May the Lord strengthen your faith. Let every circumstances the enemy has put your eyes to, let be rendered powerless in Jesus' name. You know, the enemy can create an aura that is so bad that your angels keep distance. 24/7 you have anger. 24/7 you're sorrowful. 24/7 you're lustful. 24/7 you're full of anxiety. 24/7 negativity. That negativity puts your angels at distance, because the aura is so bad. In a spiritual realm, it's like a smell. It's like a bad smell. So they keep distance. In a process, they can't help you much, because you haven't given them a platform to be close to you. So that's why Jesus is a Prince of Peace, meaning he's the one that lays a platform for peace. When the Spirit of Peace is in you, it means the Holy Spirit has where to base, and your angels have where to base to encounter that which has encountered you. But to take faith in your God, the Prince of Peace, to accept that peace be in you. When the Holy Spirit tries to comfort you, you say, but it's not normal. How can I feel like this when this problem is here? Then you try to push yourself into it. You've lost someone. God is trying to comfort you, but you're forcing tears. How comes and God is comforting you. You're seeing a danger before you, but you feel inside you are not worried. And then you say, okay, why am I not worried? I think the thing is taking me. Now, God is laying a platform of peace in you. That platform is upon which the angels shall base and the Holy Spirit to access you and fulfill the will of God. So whenever the Holy Spirit is comforting you and having peace in times of trouble, don't try to push yourself into negativity. But make sure your faith grows stronger and use that boldness to pray, to speak words of faith. Are you there? But if you allow negativity to take over you, your angels are scared away from you. The aura you put is not conducive. So that's why the devil will try to put people to anger you. And actually, you have a good reason why you should have that anger. Everything has a very good reason for it. But it's a trap. So righteousness will let you know that this thing will lead me to negativity. And once negativity is there, obviously the evil forces will come. And by the time I wake up, they've robbed the Lord out from me. Are you there? Raise up on your feet. Now, I want you to clear your aura. Mark, what is that thing that the enemy has put in you? Is it anger? Sorrow? Fear? What is it? What that negativity? It is a sign to weaken you. Is it lust? It is a sign to weaken you. It's not you. Don't say, me, I'm always like that. Even our family is like that. If it's in your family, then it means it has turned out to be a stronghold. Are you there? Lift up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, your right hand is power. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, my right hand is power. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, your right hand is power. Oh Lord Jesus, my right hand is power. Now put your right hand in your chest. Are you there? Okay. Begin to command out that negativity. Begin to command it out. Is it anger? Say, I command your spirit of anger. Come out of my body. Command it with power. You demon of anger. Come out. Command it out. Yes. It attacks your aura and scares away your angels. So it's not part of you. In Jesus' name. Yes, you can sit now. As you sit now, your angels are active. Let them touch your house, touch your workplace. May your angels concerning you touch everything. Let them smoothen your path and clear your way in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. You can be having opened eyes and you see something. Not physically, but your eyes will get another eye that will show them a vision. Then you're seeing the spirit. Sometimes you can see the spirit and you hear a voice in your heart saying something about what you're seeing. It's showing, it's telling something that seemed different. What your eyes are seeing. Yes, you can open your eyes as well. And then something speaks in your mind to what you're seeing. You're seeing through the Spirit as well. You may be sleeping, and then you get a dream. You're seeing through the Spirit because the body is inactive, and you're seeing things happening around. There are so many ways God can use for you to see the Spirit, but depending on your very active faculty, will you use your most active faculty to communicate it to you? It's all seeing the Spirit. But seeing through the Spirit is that you can see and your Spirit communicates. Because you can see in the Spirit, but you may not see through the Spirit. Because you'll see in the Spirit and begin arguing against what you're seeing. Because your mental understanding knows certain facts, has some information that may seem contrary to what you seem to be seeing in the Spirit. So obviously you argue. And when you argue, it means you've seen the Spirit, but you've not seen through the Spirit. You understand me? You're seeing in the Spirit, but not through the Spirit. Seeing in the Spirit, you can even argue about it. But seeing through the Spirit, you won't argue. You'll be even able to get the insight of what you're seeing. But when you see in the Spirit, you'll see through reasoning. Your intellect will come in. Your knowledge will come in and begin to contradict what you're seeing in the Spirit. So you'll be in the Spirit, but not seeing through the Spirit. Meaning that some things you want to do, and then when it happens, you say, hey, I had a dream about this thing, but it has happened. Why didn't you pray about it? Why didn't you take a step against it? I thought of the thing, but I didn't act. Yes, you got the communication, but you didn't respond because there were some arguments in your faculties. I thought about it, but you thought about what happened. I don't know what happened in between there. I dreamt about it. My heart was telling me that thing. But you never responded. When you arrest situations, within the spiritual realm, you are able to solve them in an easier way than when they manifest in the physical. In a physical, it may be a strife and costly to solve it. And yet, if you had encountered it in the Spirit and arrested it over there, you wouldn't go through the strife before you. Are you there? Are you there? So, when you see through the Spirit and get the insight of what you're seeing, you are able to respond. And that response will produce results that will bless you. Most of us want good dreams. dream, you're going abroad, you're enjoying life, yes. There are good dreams that are good for real. But all communications, the good dreams and the bad ones, they are all for your good. Respond accordingly. Are you there? Sing through the Spirit. You are able to arrest the situation before it manifests in the physical. So as the child of God, since you worship God in spirit and truth, you consider things of the Spirit serious. You don't take what you've seen lightly. You put prayer into it. You go into it even by fasting, speaking words against all prophets, so that you smoothen your physical path. Because when it manifests in the physical, it might be too costly. It may cause your total downfall. And yet in the spirit, it was just a matter of just a day's fasting. Or not even fasting. Just speak a word to encounter it in the spiritual realm, to deal with it. Because it might be a witch who has assigned it. He has also just spoken a word. You can also speak a word. Are you there? The witch might have used charms. And for them, they struggle too much to have something happen. But for you, the same weapon of faith you have, you can use it on each and every challenge. And you overcome very, very, very well. You don't need to struggle too much. The same weapon shall clear your way. Are you there? The witch has struggled too much. They struggle to have something come. They dance naked. They do whatever. They do. Struggle too much. You just wake up. Speak 1, 2, 3, 4 words. The witch will be diverted. And life continues better. They stay miserable. But you're very happy. If you're happy, happy now, say I am. If you're happy, happy now, say I am. If you're happy, happy now, and happy, as happy as he, happy, say I am. Yes, I can see you're happy now. Are you there? Some people in the church, but with a miserable. Elisha was a prophet of his time. So his country was under attack by the Syrians. Whatever they could plan, Elisha could tell his king that the Syrians are planning this and that. So all their plans of the Syrians could abort. And then they wondered, who is betraying us amongst us? And the king was told that Elisha knows even what you're speaking in your bedroom. Say, okay, go and arrest him. So they went to Samaria just to arrest Elisha. But he struck them with blindness. He went to them and said, hey guys, what am I looking for? We are looking for Elisha. Okay, come, I take you where he is. The person they are looking for is the one now leading them. Took them in Samaria. Then he prayed, Lord, open their eyes to know where they are. When they opened their eyes, they were in Samaria, inside there. In scent of trouble. Are you there? They walked, the Lord struck their eyes with blindness. Though their eyes didn't physically close, But spiritually, they lost understanding. Are you there? So they followed him. Meaning their eyes could physically see. But spiritually, they were made dull. Are you there? They were seeing by their sight. Being led by their enemy. Into trouble. Meaning your own enemy can lead you into trouble. You're looking at everything physically. Every challenge before you. You're looking at everything physically. That physical look, you'll be like a duck. Where it goes with these kids, they all fall in a pit. Are you there? We see by vision. We don't see by sight. In the spirit, when you see through the spirit, you see by vision, not by sight. That all three may agree. Your heart, your eyes, are you there? And your mind. Those three should agree in line with truth. That when they agree, what you're getting at that moment is truly true. For your God is of a spirit of truth. So where does the spirit of truth work? It works at the time you're seeing, that you may speak the truth you've seen. To say that I didn't see wrongly. Your mind, your heart, when they see and they agree upon what I've seen, if you have a spirit of truth, it shall be true. If you have a false spirit, it shall be false. It will lead you to the spirit you have. Are you there? So you have to watch everything carefully before you go into it. You watch with your heart. What is your heart saying? You watch with your mind. What's your mind saying? You watch with your heart, with your eyes. Is this the right person I should go with? Is your heart peaceful inside there about it? What's your mind telling you? Is your mind agreeing with your heart what it's saying? What about your sight? Your sight is seeing something nice. Your heart inside there is too worried about it. Your mind is babbling. Remember, you don't have money, you're a poor person. Remember, you need to go abroad. So your mind is now moving into within your spirit, inside you. You have a spirit of the two things, it's still taking you there. You have a spirit of whatever, it's taking you there. So the three inside you are not agreeing. Before they agree, don't take a step. You'll be in a quagmire. Let the three agree. I want this business. Look in your heart. Is there peace for it? That deep inside peace is a great communication. Then what your eyes are seeing, are they agreeing with the peace you have inside your heart? Then the reasoning, are they agreeing with your heart and your vision? If they don't agree, don't take a step until you come to the point where the three of them are in agreement. Then there you move or not move. Are you there? There you would have seen through the spirit. Before you ask anyone a question, first go in yourself. Because already your angels are communicating to you. The angels concerning you are communicating that this is what the thing is all about. And their voice is too humble. Very humble voice. When you hear a shouting voice arguing too much, don't follow it. God does not argue. He speaks once and he keeps what he has said. If you try to argue, he may bring close to you an alternative of your argument. But get to know, it will injure you. Once you make an argument, when Moses told God that he's not good at speech, God, don't send me because I have a stammering tongue. God said, okay, you think I've chosen you without knowing that you stammer? I'll not argue with you. You have your nephew called Aaron, your cousin. Call him to help you. He speaks well. Aaron came, but he became a stumbling block for Moses. Because Moses to lose his way. When Moses went for prayers, Aaron encouraged people to do idols. When they were speaking against Moses, Aaron was also part of them. He forgot that this is his cousin. He never defended him. Are you there? So Aaron did more harm than good to Moses. He took part of his calling. Moses lost his priestly calling because he thought he could not speak. He remained with two offices, prophetic and kingly. So the priestly one was in the hands of Aaron. And that's where the messages were. Are you there? But if Moses had maintained the priestly office, probably they would have obeyed him more. They would have obeyed his instructions, because he would have carried all the authority. But he gave up one office. That one of the Levites here back as here I am. Are you there? So, what am I saying, friend? That when you look at things with just the way you physically, you lose something. If God has said, he has said. Move the way he has said. Either you can do it or not. Just. Are you there? Tell your neighbor. Be blessed. Say, neighbor, I bless you. Prophesy to your neighbor. Neighbor, I prophesy. There will be breakthroughs. Start seeing visions about your neighbor. Look in the eyes of your neighbor. Are you there? May Christ give you the grace. May Christ teach you more. May the Holy Spirit teach you more. May the Holy Spirit help you to see through the Spirit.